Chapter 67 A Matter of Hands. After lunch at Anchor's, I decided to return to the fishery and see how much damage had been done. The stories I'd overheard implied that the fire had been brought under control fairly quickly. If that was the case, I might even be able to finish work on my blue emitters. If not, I might at least be able to reclaim my missing cloak. Surprisingly, the majority of the fishery made it through the fire without much damage at all, but the northeast quarter of the shop was practically destroyed. There was nothing left but a jumble of broken stone and glass and ash. Bright blurs of copper and silver spread over broken tabletops and portions of the floor where various metals had been melted by the heat of the fire. More unsettling than the wreckage was the fact that the workshop was deserted. I'd never seen the place empty before. I knocked on Kilvin's office door, then peered inside. Empty. That made a certain amount of sense. Without Kilvin, there was no one to organize the cleanup. Finishing the emitters took hours longer than I'd expected. My injuries distracted me, and my bandaged thumb made my hand slightly clumsy. As with most artificing, this job required two skilled hands. Even the minor encumbrance of a bandage was a serious inconvenience. Still, I finished the project without incident and was just preparing to test the emitters when I heard Kilvin in the hallway, cursing in Siaru. I glanced over my shoulder just in time to see him stomp through the doorway towards his office, followed by one of Master Arwill's gillers. I closed the fume hood and walked toward Kilvin's office, mindful of where I set my bare feet. Through the window I could see Kilvin waving his arms like a farmer shoeing cows. His hands were swathed in white bandages nearly to the elbow.
"Enough," he said. "I will tend them myself."
The man caught hold of one of Kilvin's arms and made adjustments to the bandages. Kilvin pulled his hands away and held them high in the air, out of reach.
"Link Sadler, enough is enough!"
The man said something too quiet for me to hear, but Kilvin continued to shake his head.
"No, and no more of your drugs. I've slept long enough."
Kilvin motioned me inside.
"Of course, I need to speak to you."
Not knowing what to expect, I stepped into his office. Kilvin gave me a dark look.
"Do you see what I find after the fire is quenched?"
he asked, gesturing towards a mass of dark cloth on his private work table. Kilvin lifted one corner of it carefully with a bandaged hand, and I recognized it as the charred remains of my cloak. Kilvin shook it once, sharply, and my hand lamp tumbled free, rolling awkwardly across the table.
"We spoke about your thieves' lamp not more than 2 days ago, yet today I find it lying about where anyone of questionable character might take it for their own."
He scowled at me.
"What do you have to say for yourself?"
I gaped. "I'm sorry, Master Kilvin. They took me away." He glanced at my feet, still scowling.
"And why are you unshod? Even an Elir should have better sense than to wander naked-footed in a place such as this. Your behavior lately has been quite reckless. I am dismayed."
As I fumbled about for an explanation, Kilvin's grim expression spread into a sudden smile.
"I'm joking with you, of course," he said gently. "I owe you a great weight of thanks for pulling Raelar Thaler from the fire today."
He reached out to pat me on the shoulder, then thought better of it when he remembered the bandages on his hand. I felt my body go limp with relief. I picked up the lamp and turned it over in my hand. It didn't seem to have been damaged by the fire or corroded by the bone tar. Kilvin brought out a small sack and laid it on the table as well.
"These things were also in your cloak," he said. "Many things. Your pockets were full as a tinker's pack."
"You seem in a good mood, Master Kilvin," I said cautiously, wondering what painkiller he'd been given at the Medica.
"I am," he said cheerfully. "Do you know the saying, Chan Lien Eden Kut?"
I tried to puzzle it out. 7 years